You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday, February the 13th. The House of Representatives begins debate today on a non-binding resolution that criticizes President Bush's plan to send an additional 21,000 troops to Iraq. The resolution says Congress and the American people support U.S. troops in Iraq. It goes on to say that Congress disapproves of the troop buildup. Democrats wrote the measure in simple terms, with an eye toward winning as many Republican votes as possible, while also emphasizing support for the troops. Republican leaders say they expect several dozen Republican House members to vote for the resolution. The House will debate the resolution for the next 3 days, with a vote set for Friday. All Congress members will be given 5 minutes to speak for or against this resolution. And you get, I don't know if you get 5 minutes, but you get to speak for or against this resolution this hour. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890. It's an open line. Not an open line for program suggestions, but an open line on what you want your member of Congress to do with this resolution opposing the troop buildup in Iraq. Do you want this resolution to pass or not? Do you think that this will help in any way the end of U.S. involvement in Iraq, or is it meaningless and just political? What do you think of this resolution? Here, by the way, is the exact text of the resolution. Resolved by the House of Representatives that Congress and the American people will continue to support and protect the members of the United States Armed Forces who are serving or who have served bravely and honorably in Iraq. And Congress disapproves of the decision of President George W. Bush announced on January 10, 2007, to deploy more than 20,000 additional United States combat troops to Iraq. Do you want this resolution to pass or not, and why or why not? 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Our first caller is Chris in Chippewa Falls. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying this is anti-surge, and that's fine, but I'd say maybe at the best it limits a surge. It's authorizing 20,000 more guys to go. Now, I would like to see some bills put forward that bring people home, not send more. So I think this is a cave-in. This is pretty much probably what Bush wanted, and he just said, I need 20,000, and they're giving him 20,000. So I'm really upset about this. We need to be getting those guys out of there, not sending them. That doesn't limit the war. It expands the war. And that's what I would like my representative to say and to get into. And I think this is an absolutely worthless document they're going for. They need to put something forward that actually does something about the war, not expanding it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chris. Appreciate your call. Dan in Partyville. Hello, Dan.
Good morning, Joy. I agree with the previous caller. Our troops are in the middle of a civil war over there. Whoever put them over there, it's a criminal act, in my opinion. And Congress ought to vote unanimously against this surge and send Bush a message. And, of course, I'm sure my Congressman Tammy Baldwin will do the right thing. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan. I don't know if I need to actually keep track here, but we'll see. Helen in Ladysmith. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello. I would like to say that I am against this passing because I feel that the more troops that there are over there, I think they can protect one another better. It's just like anything else. I mean, you can with a few people, it's hard to do anything much. But if you have more, I think they'll save each other's lives.
So you don't want this to pass?
No.
Yeah, the troops are going over there. The resolution simply says Congress disapproves of the decision to send them over there. it's a way to express disapproval of the president's plan to send these additional troops, but it doesn't do anything to keep them from going or anything else. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Again, a vote is expected by Friday on this non-binding measure that opposes the president's decision to increase the number of U.S. military personnel in Iraq. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. The debate begins today in the House of Representatives. The vote is expected on Friday. Meanwhile, the wrangling continues in the U.S. Senate. Procedural wrangling continues to prevent the Senate from debating a similar resolution critical of the troop increase. Our next caller is Chuck in Kenosha. Hi, Chuck. You're on the air.
Hi. I guess I would, just about the resolution, I feel it's entirely politically motivated. The policy in Iraq's been failing for a long time now, and the president wasn't interested in changing his policy until the Democrats took over Congress. So I guess the way I feel is that I would have been for this resolution even a year ago, but now it's just... I think it's more in the interest of the United States, or the people did, to find a way to bring our troops home as soon as possible.
Yeah. The Democrats, by doing this, think that by expressing this displeasure, that that can presumably help hasten the end of the war. But you don't want Congress to pass this disapproval of the increase.
I agree that... I'm sorry, that's a little convoluted.
No, I know it wasn't, but you were saying that you don't approve of the resolution because you want the war to end. So I'm trying to understand why you don't approve of the resolution.
I'm sorry. I approve of the resolution for the Congress to show their displeasure for the troop increase.
I misunderstood what you said. I thought you said I don't want this to pass. So that's why I thought.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I meant the surge. I don't want the surge to pass. I am for the resolution. I'm against the surge.
Thank you very much, and I'm sorry that I couldn't get that straight. I appreciate it. Tom, and I thought it was Sobieski, Tom. Isn't that the way you pronounce it? You say Sobieski?
Sobieski.
I've always thought it was Sobieski. Hey, I'm from Appleton. That's what that's what we called it.
Yeah, I'm against the... surge, totally. And I encourage everybody to get on the internet and get the U.S. Congress up, pick their representative, and email them their viewpoint on that immediately.
All right. Thank you very much, Tom. Appreciate your participation from Sobieski. Audra and Stoughton, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm against the troop surge. I've already written my representative. Further, I would like us to get out of there. We went in with the wrong idea. We're insisting on staying in for whatever motives, oil or whatever, but we're making a mess of things, and it's not doing us any good.
Thank you, Audra. Appreciate it. We're holding an open line, letting you kind of sound off on this non-binding resolution that the House of Representatives begins debating today. This resolution criticizes the president's plan to send an additional 21,000 troops to Iraq. It doesn't stop it. It just criticizes it. It says that Congress and the American people support the U.S. troops in Iraq, but that Congress disapproves of the troop buildup. The additional 20,000 U.S. troops that the president announced on January 10th that he will deploy to Iraq. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, 20 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday, February the 13th. A reminder that tonight at 7 o'clock, we will broadcast live Governor Doyle's budget address. The governor presents his budget proposal to the state legislature tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll have live coverage of that at 7 with Sean Johnson of Wisconsin Public Radio and Frederica Freiberg of Wisconsin Public Television anchoring our coverage. 7 o'clock on the Ideas Network and Wisconsin Public Television. Then all day tomorrow, we'll have guests from different perspectives, different lawmakers and analysts and advocates talking about what the governor proposes to do with our money in the state budget address. That's coming up tomorrow. Right now, we're looking for your opinion on this non-binding resolution that the House is debating beginning today that criticizes the troop buildup in Iraq. Joanne in West Bend is our next caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Joya. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I just wanted to sound off this morning and say that I am against the resolution for a few reasons, the main one being, although I completely disagreed with the president's reasoning and the idea of going to war in the first place, I think now at this point we owe it to the citizens of Iraq to stabilize the region. We've toppled their government. We have destroyed their lives, killed their people. And I think although it was misplaced to put us there in the first place, we now owe it to them to support our troops and to our troops that are over there. By making the move to send a lot of troops over there, I think that we will have more success, be able to bring people home sooner. And I think we can prove to the world that we're not fools by just rushing in and leaving again without having accomplished anything. So I'm against the resolution. I think it's pointless and we should act rather than stand on the sidelines and complain.
Thank you, Joanne, for sounding off on this open line. John in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Well, my answer to Joanne would be, yeah, we'll prove to the world we can successfully invade a fourth-rate military power. You know, illegal invasion, illegal occupation. You support your troops by pulling them out. I'm in favor of this resolution. It doesn't go anywhere near enough, far enough. Bush has to be cut off at the bootstraps, and he has to be defunded immediately. This guy will wage war against Iran if we allow this invasion in Iraq to stand. 70% of the American people are against the surge. 70% of our troops want us out now. 70% of the Iraqi people want us out now. 60% of the Iraqi people say it's okay to kill Americans. According to the military estimate, the Anbar province is completely lost. And there's nobody that can say that by supporting the Shiites and going after the Sunnis, we're not adding all sorts of fuel to this civil war. So, yes, it's good, but we need to stop Bush, and the Democrats have got to have some guts and absolutely stop the funding for this war.
Thank you, John. Appreciate your participation in this open line. Pam and Tomahawk, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I do agree with Joanne. I think this resolution is a political prank being pulled by the Democrats. I think we'll see a lot of it come next election because they're going to say, look what I did, look what I did. I signed this, just like kindergartners, na-na-na-poo-poo. And,
say that again?
Na-na-na-poo-poo.
Okay.
You've heard that before. I think if they stopped wasting their time on paper and started coming up with a plan, they keep talking about all their plans. I want our guys home. I want our women home. I don't want any more of our lives lost, but this isn't doing it. It's frivolous.
Thank you very much, Pam. We are talking about the non-binding resolution that the House of Representatives begins debate on today. This is what it says. Resolved by the House of Representatives that, one, Congress and the American people will continue to support and protect the members of the United States Armed Forces who are serving or who have served bravely and honorably in Iraq. And two, Congress disapproves of the decision of President George W. Bush announced on January 10, 2007, to deploy more than 20,000 additional United States combat troops to Iraq. 3 days of debate and then a vote expected on Friday. What do you want to see your member of Congress do on this resolution? Democrats say they wrote the measure this way because they thought it would convince more Republicans to vote for it because it would emphasize the support for the troops. Republican leaders say they expect several dozen Republican House members to vote for this resolution. Do you want to see it pass or not? Why or why not? Does it mean anything to pass this or not? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Our next caller is David in Madison. Hi, David. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I am actually in favor of this resolution, even though I am against the war and I want it to end yesterday. I recognize that this is an important first step towards ending the war. And I think in some ways both parties are looking past the war in Iraq to the war of who's going to take the blame. And just like the conservatives have tried to blame Vietnam on dissent at home, and Hitler tried to blame World War One loss on dissent in Germany, I mean, it's the same old canard. It's a myth. There's no backstab at home because we're debating it. That's how a democracy works. And those who say that somehow when the military is at war that we should just click our heels and obey are advocating martial law. So I'm in favor of this resolution because I think it's important to get Republicans down on record as being opposed to this escalation.
All right. Thank you very much, David. Got an email from Andre in Wauwatosa who says this is a very weak resolution. I don't approve of this. It doesn't call for an end to the war. An email from Kathy in La Crosse. This is just the first step, and efforts must intensify before a resolution expressing dismay at the attack on Iran is required. The keys must be taken from this dangerous administration before they drive us over the cliff. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Scott in La Crosse is with us now. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks for taking my call. I actually agree with the sentiments of the previous caller, David, from Madison, but that's why I'm opposed to this resolution. I'm opposed to the war, but I think this is definitely Mr. Bush's war. He's gone in there with an all-volunteer military, and to stop the revisionist history from being written the way it has been about Vietnam, that it was a, you know, the Congress lost that we could have won it if only they'd supported us. What I think needs to happen is they need to leave this right in his lap, let him deal with it, and the one group that can stop this war will be the U.S. military. When they decide, you know, we're just not going to do this anymore, we're going home, at that point then he is going to have no choice but to pull the plug. And I think that the Congress has had their opportunity. They didn't have the spine to stop it initially. Now it's time for them to just shut up and watch it happen.
All right, Scott, thanks very much. Nancy Pelosi in the New York Times this morning is certainly encouraging her Democratic colleagues to vote for this. She says, instead of engaging in personal and partisan attacks over the next 3 days, we must focus on this question. How is the violence in Iraq most likely to be lessened so that our troops can come home safely and soon? Democrats expressing confidence that this measure will pass and said that they would attempt to use it as the opening in a campaign to pressure President Bush to change course and to end U.S. military involvement in Iraq. Amy in Appleton is with us now. Hi, Amy. You're on the air.
Hi, Joy. Thanks for taking my call. I'm really disgusted with the weakness that this Congress is showing, not only with this resolution, but with how the rhetoric has really softened since the American people spoke so loudly in November. And, you know, my frustration with where we're at right now is these politicians ask for their opportunity to take the people's will to Washington. And I think that this country was very, very clear about what their will was regarding this particular issue being the war in Iraq. And this is just one more watered-down version. And it's, since November, the language has gotten weaker and weaker. I'm ready for the funding to stop and the war to be a situation that we have an end line in sight, and this resolution doesn't take us there. So while I'm for some of the sentiment that's in the language here, I'm against this in the broader sense because I don't feel that it really is a baby step or a step in the right direction. It's just too weak.
Thank you very much, Amy. Appreciate your call. Bob in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I'm totally against the resolution. And the reason I'm against the resolution, I think it's a cowardly act on the part of the politicians, both Democrat and Republican. If you want to make a resolution, make a resolution, make it binding. And a better resolution would be, do you want to win the war or do you want to lose the war? Make up your mind, one or the other, and then leave it there.
All right. Thanks very much. Congress has to do, a non-binding resolution when it comes to this type of statement, because Congress can't do anything about the surge except the funding. The purse strings is the Congress does hold the purse strings. So defunding is a power that Congress has. Next is Aaron in Egg Harbor. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I want to start by saying that I support this resolution. I do, however, wish it was stronger and binding, but it's the first step I see. I support the troops' right to protest this war. I support the troops coming back. I do not support the troops killing in this horrible mistake that's now called a war. I do believe we need two more soldiers there, Bush and Cheney. I think they'd do a good job. We should send them right away. And if you read the contract for New American Century, you'll see Iran is next, and we need to get this guy out of there. That's why I'm running for president. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hi, Aaron. Oh, that's right. I think during the last straw poll, you voted for yourself. Thanks for calling in. 1-800-642-1234, our toll-free number for you to participate in this open line on what you want your congressperson to do to vote on this resolution opposing the troop surge in Iraq. The resolution says that Congress and the American people support U.S. troops in Iraq, but that Congress disapproves of the troop buildup, the deployment of more than 20,000 additional U.S. troops to Iraq. So it's a non-binding resolution that criticizes the plan to send more troops to Iraq. What do you think of this resolution? What do you want to see happen to it? Should it pass? Should it not pass? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Or you can sound off in an email to talk@wpr.org. Bill in Deerfield is with us now. Hi, Bill.
Good morning. Even though the Nazis killed 6 million Jews, gypsies, and homosexuals, when it came time for the Nuremberg trials, crimes against humanity was the third of four charges brought against the surviving Nazi regime, and the first charge against them was waging aggressive war. If you don't know by now that this war was a voluntary act of a war of aggression, then you haven't been paying attention. We invaded a country that did nothing to us for its resources. Now, this resolution has to be voted for. It's the first step, but we have to bring charges of war crimes against Cheney and Bush.
Thank you very much, Bill. We'll go next to Mohammed in Madison. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. I'm in favor of the resolution, and the reason why it's not binding is because from all the reports I've heard, the Congress just is not in a position to pass a resolution that can affect the president's actions. He basically has that kind of carte blanche with respect to the surge or
right.
Whatever. But the other reason, and also because I think, you know, both the American people and the Congress were misled in terms of why they, you know, that'll come out much more later, all that hasn't come out. But the last reason is I'm a Muslim. Iraq is a Muslim country. And the Prophet Muhammad years ago spoke about Iraq very prophetically, that if any wise person knew, they would know not to go into such a mess. And he made a prayer about all of the sacred areas in the Muslim world, but he left out Iraq. And the people of Iraq said, oh, Messenger of Allah, what about our Iraq? He said, Iraq, just to put it plain, he said, Iraq will always be a fitna. It will always be confusion and chaos there, and it has always been. And so for someone to think they can go in there and settle those differences is just ridiculous. It's not going to happen. It hasn't happened in 1,400 years.
Thank you very much, Mohammed. Willie in Madison is next. Hi, Willie.
Hi. Well, I'm against the splurge because it's going to waste more than the 3,100 lives that have already been wasted. And what needs to happen, I think, is we need to fully accept that these lives, the 3,100 or however many it'll be, unfortunately, at the end of it, have been wasted, just like the 58,000 in Indochina, wasted. And there will be no justice done in this matter until Bush and Cheney are impeached and tried and imprisoned, just like the Nazis after World War II, even though these guys in this case have not killed as many people. They need to be tried and imprisoned. They have the guts to crow over the execution of a little piker like Saddam Hussein after they've killed more people than he killed. And this is destroying the United States worldwide, any reputation that we have. And it's well deserved, because we have let this happen. We let these bastards steal two elections, and they've gotten away with it. And a lot of it's the media's fault, too.
All right, Willie, thank you very much. Kate and Ephraim, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I also support the immediate end of this war and defunding and think Congress has not gone far enough. I have a suggestion. First of all, anybody who wants to communicate this to Congress can call the U.S. Capitol switchboard toll-free, and I will give you the number, 866-340-9279. Furthermore, Representative Lynn Woolsey has a bill already proposed that would do just about everything we want to do. It's H.R. 508. The name of the bill is Bring the Troops Home and Iraq Sovereignty Restoration Act. You can read that bill at http://thomas.loc.gov.
Yeah, Kate, so, I mean, she has a bill that says bring the troops home, but, again, that's just a symbolic bill.
Oh, no. This is a bill. This isn't a resolution. This is a bill, if passed, would become public law. And it's quite comprehensive. I've read most of it. Part of the bill includes the repeal of public law 507-something, which authorize the invasion of Iraq in the first place. So you can go online. It's one of the few things that Newt Gingrich did that was good for the country when he set up this website. So you can go read the laws, and I've done so.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much, Kate. We can check it out, and thanks for the number that people can call if they want to talk about or weigh in on this resolution that will be debated over the next 3 days in the House of Representatives, a vote on Friday. We hear from our congressional representatives, including U.S. Senator Russ Feingold, that the only real power of Congress is the power of the purse. And he, of course, has authored a bill to defund the war effort. But a lot of observers don't believe that Congress will indeed pass that, though a lot of observers think that Democrats have a pretty good chance with several dozen Republican representatives joining them, that this particular non-binding resolution that criticizes the president's plan to send an additional 21,000 troops to Iraq, it is believed that this could pass. The vote is on Friday. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison 263-1890. We wonder what you think, what you want to see happen with this particular resolution or beyond that. Buck in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Very nice to listen to everybody's opinions. Two things. First, Colin Powell's Pottery Barn rule applies. Mm-hmm. We did something extraordinarily stupid, and we've got to try to fix it. But in addition to the motions in the Congress and the Senate, I think there should be a rider that says no neocon who supported this war can ever again be paid federal money or should be paid attention to. They are disastrously stupid people.
Thank you very much, Buck, for calling in. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or talk at WPR.org. That's how you can weigh in on this resolution that the House begins debate on today. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Kathleen Dunn is with you after 9 o'clock. She'll host her February open line after 9 and then talk about hydrogen as an alternative fuel after 10 o'clock. We're getting your opinions on this non-binding resolution that the House of Representatives begins debate on today that criticizes the troop surge in Iraq. The resolution was worded to say that Congress and the American people support the troops, but that Congress disapproves of the troop buildup. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Democrats expressing confidence that the measure would prevail, and they say they will use it as the first step or the opening move in a campaign to pressure President Bush to change course and to end U.S. military involvement in Iraq. Our next caller is John in Appleton. Hello, John. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you for this hour. It's very useful to hear everybody's opinion. It would be nice to fix what we broke in Iraq, but our experience so far is for the last almost 4 years now is that the longer we're there, the worse it gets, and if we stay there longer, it will simply continue to deteriorate. I think they should vote for this resolution as a first step to turn things around and get us out of there. The only reason I can see that anybody would propose the surge like Bush is that just to extend the whole thing so that it doesn't fall apart until he's out of office and he can try to blame somebody else, which seems to be his pattern.
Thank you very much, John. Will in Merrill is with us now. Hi, Will.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Okay. My comment, I guess a two-part comment. One is that I find it strange that all of a sudden the Democrats are against sending more troops over there when at the beginnings of the war they were claiming that it's terrible that we're not sending more troops. However, having said that, I support this thing that the Congress is doing now, but I would like to have them say that if you don't do this, what we would support this time within, say, 30 days, then we're going to cut the funding off. And what I would really like to do is to have all our troops pulled out, let the Iraqis have their civil war, and then whichever government wins, that's the government that we'll deal with afterwards in a diplomatic way.
Thank you very much, Will. Got an email from John in Kimberly. I think from a moral standpoint, Congress should pull funding from the war to prevent the buildup. However, from a political perspective, I think the thing to do is to push this non-binding resolution and leave the blame to the current administration for the mess they have created. If the Democratic Party in any way backs any decision made by this administration, the Republicans will pin the problems on the Democrats come next election. Don in New Auburn is next. Hello, Don.
Yeah, thank you for allowing me to be on the air. But, you know, if they really want to tone down the problem over there in Iraq, they got to pull war crimes against the people that started this thing. And I think that would show that democracy is working. Bush brags about democracy, but I don't think anybody in his right mind would want this guy to continue on with his mass murder that he's got gone and then talking about another country. I mean, he could have the whole world inflamed with that kind of an attitude. This man is crazy. Mm-hmm. And if they don't charge him with war crimes, him and not only him, that whole bunch there Cheney and Wolfowitz and that whole bunch that was creating the situation and made up the lies.
Yeah.
They shouldn't get by with mass murder with these lies that they've told the public. They're misleading them, and the only way to make a little happiness there would be to bring it out and show that democracy works and prosecute them like they should be.
Thank you very much, Don. Don doesn't think the resolution's enough. Jim in Eau Claire. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Why don't these armchair generals practice Sunday armchair quarterbacks, because they leave the war to the people that are fighting it and know what they're doing.
Yeah, so you think Congress are being the armchair quarterbacks?
Yeah, them and all these other politicians that are making up rules and telling people how to fight a war they don't know nothing about. They read the books, they read the reports, but that don't tell you what the ground man will tell you.
Yeah. So do you want this resolution to pass or not?
No, it shouldn't even be voted on. It shouldn't be there. There should not be this. We are in it. Let's do it and get it done with instead of screwing around with it.
Thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate your input. We're looking for your opinion on this resolution opposing the troop buildup in Iraq. The House begins debate on it today. There will be 3 days of debate, and all of the members of Congress will get 5 minutes to speak on this resolution. And then a vote is set for Friday. Do you want this resolution to pass or not? Do you think this will help or hurt? Does it mean anything to have a resolution that just criticizes the troop buildup? Will this help hasten the end of the war or not? Does it send the wrong message? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. James in Rosendale is next. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, see, I just got a couple of comments there that everybody seems to want the war to end, but they forgot about 9/11 and all the people that died there. So I'm actually against this. I mean, if they read the papers of all of these death squads that are over in Iraq, would they want their family to go through that over here? I for one, want to get the war over with over there, but keep it over there. I wouldn't want it here.
Thank you very much, James. Joan in Beaver Dam, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, well, I can answer to that comment that he just made. The only way that we are going to keep the war from here is by getting out of there and unite together here in our country. I come from a military family, and I know the tactics that the enemy uses very much. And if we can keep our eyes, our hearts focused on bringing our troops home as soon as we can and support them here and unite together here, then we can win. They know that if we don't pull out, they will win. They will keep us and destroy everything, which will bring unrest here in our country. And another thing is the fact that the conscience of the people in America have spoken. People have been praying on their knees for this thing to end, and let's hear it, because I think Bush has gone against the will of God. It is not God's will that we have to continue this war. We have to look back and be reminded of the mistakes he made, and he's going to have to face up to it, and I am strongly for that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, John. Appreciate it. Thanks to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, too, for this compilation of the Wisconsin congressional delegation and their opinions on this resolution. According to this roundup, Representative Jim Sensenbrenner, Republican Menominee Falls, is alone in the state's 8-member House delegation in expressing support for the surge of 21,000 troops announced by President Bush a month ago. Representative Tammy Baldwin, Democrat of Madison, called the Iraq War a mess and strongly opposed dispatching more troops. Steve Kagan, a Democrat from Appleton, condemned the administration's losing strategy. Representative Ron Kind, Democrat from La Crosse, said that the U.S. is in desperate need of a new direction, not an escalation in Iraq. Representative Gwen Moore, Democrat Milwaukee, noting the war has claimed more than 3,000 U.S. troops, left 20,000 wounded, and cost more than $379 billion, said the president's plan for a troop surge is nothing more than a go-it-alone strategy warmed over. Representative David Obey, Democrat Wausau, called Iraq a disaster and says that he will vote to rein in the president's unilateral war. Let me see, who else? I think I missed a couple. I'll look as I take more of your calls. Lee in Ripon. Hi, Lee. You're on the air.
Hi. It's so nice to see your show and your on-air presence grow over the years, the many, many years I've been listening to you. Thanks for taking my call. Our neighbor in Rosendale, I'm still amazed that people still make an association between 9/11 and fighting them over there, which is so bizarre. I don't think the resolution goes far enough. I think we need to do something to let the rest of the world know how sorry we are that we allowed all these things to be done in our name. Bush likes to make comparisons to World War II, and I kind of fondly think of the Mussolinis hanging upside down in the village square in Italy after the close of World War II in Italy. And I know we can't wish for something like that, but if we could at least show the world how sorry we are that we allowed this man to invade this sovereign country halfway around the world. So a short answer would be that I don't think the resolution goes far enough, and I probably will end up on a no-fly list now, but I wanted to say that.
I don't think you have to worry about that, Lee, but thank you very much for calling and for the kind words. I appreciate that you listen and that you called in. Oh, of course, here I missed the two other Republicans in the state's delegation. Sensenbrenner supports the troop surge and says here in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, if Sensenbrenner was counting on the other two Republicans, Paul Ryan of Janesville and Tom Petri of Fond du Lac, to give support to the surge, that appears unlikely. It says here that Petri is not convinced the surge is a good idea, according to a spokesperson. And Paul Ryan said he had many questions about whether the new strategy will work and noted that he plans to travel to Baghdad to see for himself. So not too wild, Petri and Ryan, about the surge idea. Tom in Burlington. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, good morning. I just got a phone message from my sister Mary. She and Nan Bush are going up to Kennebunkport. I think they're going up today, but there's a storm coming in. But they're always fighting about this thing. I don't know how those two girls can get together in the same car. But anyway, I'd like to I support the resolution, but I think we ought to have a tactical retreat. Bring the troops back into the bases. We have 14 bases there, and bring them in or bring them out, whichever way we need it to see how well the police and the army is being trained, and we train them in the bases and then send them out as we need them. That's just a suggestion.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. Kathy in Wapaka. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Joy. Thanks for taking my call. I have a nephew in Ulaanbaatar province right now, and God willing, he is to come home in March. He has a wife and two kids, and I think the best way we can support these guys and women is to bring them back. I don't think the resolution goes far enough. I like it on its surface, but the fact that it's non-binding means it has no teeth. So thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for placing it. Roy in Hurley. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm an 85-year-old World War II veteran, and war is war. All they do is kill. And if we have a guy like Nixon get booted out of office, I don't see why we can't get Bush out of there, because they're both the same category of liars and cheats and stuff. Thank you. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you very much, Roy. Let's see who's next. Mac in Royal. Hi, Mac. You're on the air.
Hi there. How you doing?
Very good.
Yeah, see, I've got an opinion. Personally, I think this is just a spineless piece of political crap. I guess that's a pretty good opinion.
Yeah, that's why
is it? Oh, but we support the troops, though. Well, thank you. Thank you, Jeremy.
All right. Thank you, Mac. We have about five more minutes to go and a line for you if you want to weigh in on this resolution that the House will begin debating today that criticizes the plan to send more troops to Iraq. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. It says Congress and the American people will continue to support and protect the members of the United States Armed Forces who are serving or who have served bravely and honorably in Iraq. And Congress disapproves of the decision of President George W. Bush announced on January 10, 2007, to deploy more than 20,000 additional U.S. troops to Iraq. 3 days of debate and a vote set for Friday. Meanwhile, there's still some procedural wrangling going on in the U.S. Senate over whether or not the U.S. Senate will take up debating a similar resolution. Sarah in New Auburn, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. See, I would just like to say that I think more than anybody, the people in that are fighting this war should have a vote along with Congress. Those are the people that know what is going on the ground, and I just think that they should have a say in it.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Jeff in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, like everyone, I wish this thing had more teeth in it. I thought it's worth saying, making people remember that even with this 20,000 surge, escalation, whatever we call it, there will be 160,000 troops in Iraq. That was the number we had, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, when things were a lot calmer than they are now, and we still couldn't seem to do whatever it was that President Bush wanted to do. So this is, as one political analyst said, merely a means of prolonging this situation until 2009, when someone else will have to take the historical rap for bringing the troops home in defeat. I think it's the most cynical move that one could imagine.
Thank you, Jeff. And Greg in Milwaukee. Hi, Greg.
Hi. I'm in favor of any small step to get the guys out. I have friends who have been in and friends who are going in, back in, and they're mixed in their emotions. They say, well, we're doing some good, but they're also dying. And we shouldn't have been there in the first place. I think, in my estimation, if a leader does something as stupid as what President Bush did and lied to us, and it's obvious he lied to us, the whole Valerie Plame thing was just a lashback because he was caught. And I'm just disgusted with the war. I'm disgusted with Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld, really, a lot.
Yeah. Greg, thank you very much. We are now at the end of our hour and this open line, and I appreciate hearing from all of you. We had busy lines and lots of opinions, and it was an interesting hour. Thank you for participating. You'll hear more in the news, I'm sure, about this debate that begins today in the House, and we'll continue to follow it as well. Maybe talk about this again later in the week. During the week in review, I'm sure. By the way, tonight at 7 o'clock, it's Governor Doyle's state budget address. We'll carry that live, and we'll talk about state budget issues tomorrow morning at this time here on the Ideas Network. Thanks to Leo Duran for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network.